I was surprised how much jazz there is in this film. I wasn't expecting quite as much. But the director, Damien Chazelle, has a long history and affection for jazz. His first film was actually a low-budget musical called Madeline and Guy on a Park Bench, with Guy being a jazz trumpeter.
Ah, okay.
And then many people will remember him from his last film, Whiplash, which
right.
was kind of a horror story about a student at a prestigious music conservatory wanting to be the next Buddy Rich.
The Passion of the Drummer or something like that. Damien Chazelle directing La La Land with a lot of passion for jazz, and his collaborator, Justin Hurwitz.
Yeah, they're longtime friends. They were, I guess, classmates in Harvard together, and Hurwitz knows what he's doing with a composition of the soundtrack. And one of the two protagonists, played by Ryan Gosling, is cast as a jazz pianist.
Okay, so let's go to a clip now. This is not so much from the film, but one of those behind-the-scenes featurettes, the voices of Damien Chazelle, John Legend, who plays a guitarist in this film, and Ryan Gosling, who actually plays piano.
Ryan and John joked that it was all part of my master plan to cast John Legend, but deprive him of his normal instrument and give that one to Ryan.
I had to learn playing guitar for the film and just trying to make sure I felt confident and comfortable. And mine wasn't as high pressure because, you know, the film wasn't about me being a guitarist, but it's about Sebastian as a pianist.
Ryan was very game to take on what was an insane challenge. We were not going to chop up. We were going to film in long takes, proving that it was, in fact, him playing piano.
Piano is always something I wished I'd had the time to learn. What other job is it a part of your job to just sit in front of a piano for 3 months and play? It was really one of the most fulfilling pre-production periods I've ever had.
Long takes? Ryan Gosling, yeah, actually playing piano?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I mean, his character is somebody who really wants to be the defender of real jazz.
Ah, okay.
His stubbornness gets in the way, I think, of his ability to earn a living. There are some humorous scenes.
Okay.
Of him having to compromise unhappily.
Yeah, okay. The challenges of being a jazz musician or a musician in this day and age. First, he plays, he actually pulls it off.
He actually does, and does quite a credible job. And the big band arrangements, because this is a musical, really work well with the song and dance numbers.
Oh, okay. You know, do people drop into song at a moment's notice for some unrelated reason? Let's sing a song about it.
They do. In fact, that's exactly how the movie opens. Where,
let's put on a show.
Where people are trapped on the L.A. freeway, get out of their cars, and break into song.
Lovely. Perfect. The other thing about musicals I love, or at least those classic old films, witty banter and...
Yeah, the screen chemistry between Emma Stone as a aspiring young actress and Ryan Gosling is very palpable. And, yeah, they have terrific banter back and forth in the Bogey and Bacall style. It's very much an homage to the musicals of the 30s and 40s set in a contemporary vein. Bursting colors, cool iconic shots of Los Angeles, great vintage clothing and cars and scenes.
Okay.
It's a real feast for the eyes and for the ears.
Matthew Goldwasser is helping us understand La La Land, which is still in theaters. I guess in closing, Matthew, does it serve its purpose as a defender of the genre of jazz?
I would say in my opinion, that's a mixed bag.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I think the music is there. I think the casting of Ryan Gosling as the white savior of jazz doesn't really work for me.
Yeah.
But it's a musical, and therefore, you know, you can't apply too much logic and reasoning. You have to just sort of let the filmmaking take you where it will. And it's a fun ride. It's definitely a fun ride.
What are we closing with?
This is just a track from the soundtrack called Summer Montage that, again, features the big band arrangements of Justin Horwitz.